This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 40 potential jurors were still being questioned this morning for the trial of two police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Following jury selection, opening statements of the trial will begin. Randy Redema and Jason Rosenblatt have pleaded not guilty to several charges. It's the first of three trials involving the officers and paramedics accused of causing McClain's death. A series of giant ascending wings making up the rooftop of a new visitor center at the U.S. Air Force Academy is taking shape. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the $35 million structure represents a plane taking flight.
The four-tiered structure has been under construction for more than a year, just off the southbound lanes of I-25 entering Colorado Springs. The Academy expects the shell and core of the building to be completed next summer, then it will enter an inspection process. Meanwhile, city fire crews extinguished a fire Monday at the construction site of a new hotel next to the visitor center. No injuries were reported. A grand opening for the complex has not been announced. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Xcel Energy wants regulators to approve what it describes as the biggest clean energy plan ever proposed in Colorado. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
Colorado's largest power provider says the proposal would bring a much cleaner electricity mix and slash carbon emissions 80% by adding more than 6,000 megawatts of wind, solar, and energy storage. It also wants to convert a former coal plant into one that runs on biofuel from forest waste. Utility regulators will consider the plan over the coming months. If approved, Xcel says the $15 billion proposal could attract $10 billion in federal tax credits and would add an additional $10 to the average customer's monthly bill. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.